Number five.
Well, it looks like we have a couple candidates from the morning show here.
Oh, boy.
We're going to break the week.
I'll sue you if they're me.
Candidate number one is a guy who goes by the name of George Dunham.
Well.
Now, we were having a discussion the other day about the Patriot Act, and this should not have been laid out on. I was just trying to quote Mike Reiner here, but everyone laid out on me for some reason.
Hey, with this damn Patriot Act, our file is growing. I had a nightmare about the Patriot Act the other day.
Why?
Just that they had collected all these things, this FBI guy.
Well, you're not Arab. Well, maybe you are. I'm sorry.
He apologized to you.
Said Mike Reiner.
How about that? Was a little too late.
Allegedly?
Tell us about your nightmare.
Yeah.
Hey, D1. Take a look at him.
Oh, he's bailed out.
That's horrible, George.
The sad thing is that you really have that attitude. Like,
are you picking on Arab this week?
You should be.
Well, that's discriminated against.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that's who is targeted now.
It was about 3 days after the Cram rant, too, man. You had quite a few days of broadcasting going there.
No, the Patriot Act targets all of us. It's giving the government way too much. Way too many rights into invading our personal
lives. We're not going to get into the Patriot Act right now.
And it should be repealed.
We should
John
get into your
plan.
This is not a this is not a candidate, but this is just another example of how I think it's Gordo, because Craig and I have never had chemistry issues, but when you throw Gordo in there, this is not a candidate, but this has been cracking up Jer all week. Listen to this, and this is caused by a Gordo just not broadcasting moment.
I know, but she says, good, go swift boat, go swift boat, go, go, go. I have AIDS.
Well, I guess she's seen her husband unfairly criticized enough. She doesn't mind someone else getting it, too. But, yeah, I think they're wrong.
What? Well, you're listening to The Ticket.
We're still broadcasting.
An exciting time to be in the world of broadcasting.
Birthdays. What's wrong with you?
What?
Why do you like, you love silence on the radio so much?
Because I realized early on in my broadcasting career that I could not pioneer any sort of talking that would be any good. So I decided to master the other side of that coin.
Uncomfortable silence. All right, also up for an emergency break from the morning show, it's a guy by the name of Craig Miller.
Yeah.
All right, I didn't know. We were talking with our legal expert, Steve Gordon, about the whole Kobe case.
Oh.
And what did Craig say about the alleged victim in the Kobe case?
The alleged victim in this case received some money in the victim's
victim,
for you?
Whoa!
Victim assistance fund?
Whoa!
Compensation fund.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
I said cons.
What?
We can review the tape on
Even
that
the
one.
The lawyer has questions about that.
Well, yeah,
I'm willing to review the tape on that one. I said victim's cons.
Well, stop saying it.
Just because you're saying it more English. Compensation fund. Does she have to pay that money back?
Well, I love the Steve Gordon reaction.
Yeah.
Whoa. can we just listen to the beginning just to hear his reaction and stop it right after he reacts?
The alleged victim in this case received some money in the victim's
victim assistance fund?
Whoa.
Compensation fund.
What'd you
say?
At number five, that's the emergency break of